This is VOA News via remote. I'm Melissa Melton. The international community pledged $4.4 billion on Tuesday to assist millions of Syrian refugees and internally placed displaced persons this year. Syria is entering its second decade of civil war this month with no end in sight. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a video message Tuesday, "For 10 years, Syrians have endured death, destruction, displacement, and deprivation." He spoke to the fifth Brussels conference on supporting the future of Syria and the region, which was held virtually. The $4.4 billion figure falls far short of the more than $10 billion the United Nations says is needed to fully support vulnerable Syrians and refugee hosting communities this year. The UN figure includes at least $4.2 billion for the humanitarian response inside Syria and $5.8 billion to support refugees and host communities in Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey, as well as Egypt and Iraq. Guterres expressed concern that the situation inside Syria is not improving, but is instead drifting toward a state of what he called no war, no peace. Efforts to make progress on a political settlement have continued to flounder. In the meantime, the daily struggle for ordinary Syrians inside the country and those seeking haven in the region has worsened over the past year due to the combination of conflict, financial crises, and COVID-19. The UN says more than 13 million people inside Syria need humanitarian assistance this year. That's a 20% increase over 2020. More than 12 million Syrians are facing food insecurity as poverty and